Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
Yes, it's 68108.
Thank you. And I'm one of the supervisors over the floor.
Okay, I had ran across in a promotion through T-Mobile for being a T-Mobile customer. And there were some items in which I could choose from. And some of the items, there was no charge. However, I thought, it did say shipping. And but it didn't say how much shipping would be. I did find an item I liked, which was the Bluetooth speaker. But after realizing that they was going to be about over $5, I think, additional charge. It wasn't like for free, and but the shipping charge is extremely high. Then it put a $4.95 charge on there. I don't know if that would have been for the insurance or not, but they charged me almost $35, and I placed that order by mistake, and I'm calling to ask if you will please cancel it.
Okay, so we have to locate an account before we're able to assist you with anything. What is your zip code, sir, please? One more time.
It's 68108.
68108.
Omaha, Nebraska.
And what is your first and last name, please?
It's Gale, G-A-L-E, Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S.
Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Give me one moment. And what is your, let me see. Is there a different phone number that the account could be under?
No, I put it on 402-208-7192.
Okay. I'm not pulling any records under your first and last name with your zip code. Or with the phone number they are calling in, my last option will be trying to pull it up with the card information. And that will be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If our company is billing you, it will pull up that way.
The last four numbers of my card I use?
Yes, sir.
5377 is the last four digits.
And what are the first six, please?
Pardon me?
What are the first six?
The first six of my card?
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, I'm going to give you the first six and then the last four.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying I won't be giving you the first
six. The reason why I'm asking for this first six is because I want to pull up an accurate result. At the moment with the last four...
But you also asked me for the last four, so if I
correct, I asked for the first six and last four.
Then you have ten of the numbers on my card.
Correct, and we can't do nothing with ten numbers of your card.
That I'm not going to submit that type of information to you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Is there something else
At the moment, I won't be able to assist you because I'm not pulling an order. The only thing that I could advise you is for your financial institution to give us a call, and they could confirm that we're the company that is billing you, sir.
The company that I just told you it was some type of promotion.
I understand what you're advising me, but we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines.
Okay.
We're in a call center.
I'm
not providing you with no information of our companies. I'm advising you that we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. We're in a call center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, this being a number for a contact number, you're saying this was listed as a contact number, but I can't get any customer service from it.
Not if we don't have an account, no, sir.
Oh, you must have an account.
You don't have an account at the moment with us. I'm sorry.
Some kind of company.
Okay. At the moment, please advise your financial institution to give us a call so they could confirm that we're the company that is billing you, sir.
That doesn't tell you anything?
No, sir.
Well, then I'm going to have to call my bank and have them cancel that transaction for fraud, and then they would do an investigation because it's clearly is a charge that has gone on my account.
Please advise them to give us a call so they could, we could further assist you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.